Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard for Night Train. Night Train.
Good evening and welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, I don't like not having my headphones, but what are you going to do, eh? It's just gone 9 o'clock. You're in tune to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, worldwide, sheffieldlive.org, on the TuneIn Radio app. And it's us, the Night Train.
I thought you were going to forget to mention it then.
Oh, who we were?
Yeah, I was waiting for that one. It's been a while. We had 2 weeks off. Somewhat of a birthday come down and other various things that have got in the way, life things that have got in the way of us coming to the show. But here we are, two weeks off. So, as you'll expect, we're raring to go.
Yes, slightly rusty, as we'll come across. Like I said, I forgot my headphones, but the rest of the show's made, the music's picked, the blue sky posts are written. All that's left for us to do is talk about what we've been up to, as I'm sure you're all excited to hear out. Starting off with the Ramones, Blitzkrieg Bop, going to send one out to Dave and playing it as somewhat of an apology to the good people of Commonside yesterday, who heard me murder that and many more songs at the Springvale karaoke last night. I was doing a quick count up, slightly embarrassing. So, songs I did on my own, Blitzkrieg Bop, Shimmy Shimmy Ya by ODB, Up and Down by Venga Boys, literally the only words are up and down. I was cracking up. I found it so funny.
How many times did it say up and down?
It's quite a few. And then there were loads of students in there, and then nobody I was with came to watch me, because at this point I've been doing quite a few. And so just these students just going, go on Tony, go on Tony, like cheering me on. I was like, oh, this is pretty funny. I did duets, one with the Long Suffering Alan, Wichita Line Man, and with Psy, I did Tease Me, Shaka Demus and Pliers.
Nice.
As a hype man with Psy, I did Gin and Juice.
Yeah, so I see with that. You were on backing vocals.
Yeah, and BV's, so like, you know, just finishing.
Just giving it punch.
Yeah. that's it. And then the big medley at the end was all of us, all eight of us singing Turn Back Time by Cher.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Crikey.
So a
good. Is that just to clear everyone out?
It's pretty much. But, you know, we enjoyed it.
Yeah. That's the main thing.
You'll be pleased to know there'll be no singing along tonight, folks.
Your voice is done.
Yes.
Spent it.
That's it. I'm absolute toast. If you're out there, get in touch. Send us a message at thenighttrain.co.uk on Blue Sky. If you're lucky enough to have our numbers, give us a message. Studio hotline 0114 281 4092. Second caller still gets a prize. Right, let's play one of your picks.
Yes. Ferris Sanders.
Point Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Welcome back, listeners. That was pretty breezy.
Yeah, it was a short set because of the way I made it. It kind of went a bit wrong. So I ended up with just a little...
Don't tell the listeners.
Sorry.
We never do anything wrong.
No.
This is perfection.
It's all planned. Spoiler alert, the last set of the night is longer than normal. But it's a gem, so stick around for that. That kicks off at about 25 to 11. Stay tuned for that, listeners. This is The Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. The two of us back in the studio after a few weeks off. So, what do we hear?
Three songs there. I wager they're the first time those three songs have ever been played next to each other.
Yes. I'm going to say 100%.
So we started out with Ferris Sanders. His version of Got To Give It Up, the Marvin Gaye classic. I think Marvin Gaye's came out in 77. This was from 78, Ferris Sanders' album, Love Will Find A Way. It was released on 45 at the time, but it was a chopped down 7-inch version.
Okay.
So only like 3 minutes. That was way over six. So
yeah.
I think, yeah, there is an issue of that now. It's on expansion, 12-inch they've done. So you can get the full length of that version of that, and you get backed with You Gotta Have Freedom. So that is a mighty twin spin. I only discovered that the other day, so it's in my want list. It's going to be a soon-to-be-purchased pile.
Perfect. Then after that, we had some footwork from December 2019. DJ Clint with Saturday Love, sampling Saturday Love by Alexander O'Neill and not a lot else. The best thing about that song is how simple it is. The worst thing about that song is how simple it is. Like, if you're not into it...
Yeah, it does the same thing.
Yes, it does. Recently, though, I was listening to Dog Patch podcast.
Oh, yeah.
They've said they're going to call it a day. I think they've got two more episodes to do. I think it either gets to 50 or 100, maybe 50.
Yeah, just a nice round number.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we're going to do it.
Imagine if we'd done that.
Fans of community radio scream. These are in excitement or what could have been. But yeah, the last episode they did on Dog Patch was about footwork. Which is sort of unexpected, because it's usually... I mean, it's deep dives on all sorts of...
But it tends to be old.
Yeah, it does tend to be old, like... Yeah.
Not. I mean, I know it does have traces back to, what, the 90s? Some way.
So, yeah, they
talk... It's mainly of the sort of last 15 years.
Yeah, so it's a really good podcast. Just like two dudes who sound very similar, which I've never been able to really sound like tell them apart. Doing deep dives on specific things. There's a really good Curtis Mayfield episode we've talked about. There's other ones. I'm trying to think of some other ones. They did a strange pre-war 78s from in between Greece and Albania. Another one for like, there's one of just like SoundCloud rap. And he's like, yeah, I've got these ripped from SoundCloud. He's like, I don't know what they are. It's like impossible to find out. He's like, I've given them names. The files have got names that I've made up. That's a pretty good one. There's some pre-war blues. I think there was another one that was hip hop, like maybe something like Nashville hip hop tapes. It's like, they're like, honestly, it's so, but the quality of the recording is like super hissy, as you'd imagine from like really old battered tapes. But yeah, we'll put a link to that in the show notes if you like finding out about old new music.
Yeah, that you will never hear of otherwise.
Yeah, like, say that Curtis Mayfield one, he plays, I think they play, is it three or four? Versions of Hard Times.
So many versions of Hard Times. And like then demos, other people's versions.
That demo's so good. It's like, I think they got that on an acetate. So that's really good. There's another good episode where they talk about what happens when you die to your collection. Because it's like, one of them went over to got told about this collection of a dude who'd passed away, and it's like, just flicking through, and it's like, grail, grail, grail. Like things you've never seen. But it made me think about my collection when I go and it's like, I think I saw, maybe sent that post here. It's like, when you die, you should just have a big jumble sale for all the people you know and just come round and just pick what they want.
Help yourself.
Yeah, and just be like, this is all of his stuff that I couldn't get him to throw away. If you want any of it, take it. If you don't, it's either going to get thrown away or sent to a chazza. And then we finished off that set with Bongmaster Inc. with Brothers and Sisters. There was a Blue Sky user that hit this to it, but I can't remember who it is. Apologies, I can't find the post. They were a spin-off of Fat Freddy's Drop, and I think they only released that one song, or kind of a split seven, which now goes for a pretty penny. I can't imagine it'll be the full version. It's about 5-6 minutes.
I was
going
to say, that's a long... That'd be another edited down. Or maybe it's 33.
Oh, it could be. If you've got that record, let us know. Send us a message at thenighttrain.co.uk. So this next mix coming up is it's another dancey one. So apologies if people are trying to relax on a Sunday night.
That's later. That's in the second half.
That's very true. So this is going to start off with one that I heard at Unity Underground's second birthday party a couple of weeks ago, which is one of the reasons we didn't do a show, because my ears needed a break. The last thing I needed was to have headphones on. So this one, Settle Down, Breathing Space. I think it's like a newish one, but it sounds like jungle, so... It's hard to place. Cool.
We
right, we'll keep it locked to Sheffield Live and we'll be back, I don't know, 15 minutes.
I don't listen to this. Got a bad word of something. militant done. Stand alone and no fear no one. Stand alone and no fear no fear no. Militant done. Stand alone and no fear no one. Beat them down like an African drum. Black man African proud and that. Big boy man a outcast and that. Different from the rest, yeah my thing finesse from my mouth and I pack my chat. Put a bomb but one test is break them down like say we play Tetris. Yeah so ancestors yeah they got my back. 442 formation attack when I'm on. Big machine when I'm on. Pull a DFM when I bust no gun when I'm on. Fully on beef no quan. Sniper aim for the headshot gun. Run like we 200 meters. Everything black when I meet night creeper deeper. 6 foot deep undertaker. Later send your soul to your maker. Black on black when I enter they gon' know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender. Bad man return to sender. Black on black when I enter, they gon' know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Badder than Banabas, bad man war. Big machine make a boy go war. What the bomber, the thing go bust. No down for driver, Kasala boss. Wahala day when I enter danger. Pinocchio with the long nose ranger. Futuristic, the shot na laser. If you reach up a man in Asia. They go no saying I'm here on them. DV1 not compete with Prem. Do my thing go and not send them. Who better than none? They go no say na me run there. Black on black when I enter, they go know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Black on black when I enter, they go know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Black on black when I enter, they go know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Black on black when I enter, they go know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender.
is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Welcome back, listeners. As promised, that was the dance section of the show over and done with.
Heavyweights.
Yes, very much so. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Playing songs that I have heard out and about in the last 2 to 3 weeks, evidently, in that set. So we started off with Settle Down with Breathing Space. Shout out to Malt for reminding me we heard Sully play that at Unity Underground's second birthday.
Oh, is that Sully?
Right. Yes. Matt was like, oh, yeah, I think he played this one. Yeah, he definitely did. And then he sent me the link and he said, oh, I've already favoured this on Spotify. been there. It's like it's the equivalent of accidentally buying the same record twice. It happens to all of us. Settle Down, it's got a really good bio on Bandcamp. It says, it's always wanted to be at the rave as the distant sounds of Fantasia 92 rung its way into the impressionable 10-year-old's bedroom window. The journey began. Then Dreamscape and Slipmat on tape. It was done. that was really good. As you said off air, you're like, oh, I bet that sounded good on Raise.
Yeah, it's super weighty, I bet.
Can confirm. Sounded amazing. Somehow just managed to keep getting louder and louder. Like every half hour or so, it was like, this is loud.
Proper body punishing bass.
Yeah, it was kind of, would make... It's always say it's the ones that makes your nose itch. And then just get a bit closer and it's like, oh, my jeans are vibrating. It's like flapping in the wind as well.
Wafting trousers.
Yeah. It's the first time that I've been inside Forge, so quite enjoyed that.
Yes, it's big, isn't it?
Yeah, big. Reasonably priced drinks. And they were selling Snickers for £1.50. So I got a couple of those.
Night party snack.
Yeah, someone was like, why are you getting that for? I was like, because I'm old and I need a little sugar burst at about 1:30, which I did. I was in the dance floor. I was like, pulled my Snickers out. Yeah, and this girl, and she's like, have you got Snickers? I was like, yeah, do you want some? She's like, oh, can I? I was like, yeah, it's fine. And she was like, it blew her mind. And then she was like, oh, thank you so much. I was like, that's why I don't need it back. She's like, are you sure? I said, yeah, I've got another one here. And it blew her mind all over again. I was absolutely dying. It was killing me. That definitely sounded good. Sully, probably the best of the night. I know I mentioned to you. It was billed as Dillinger playing 94, 95 Jungle.
But there were stepped outside the lines.
Multiple tunes from 97 to 99. I tried not to let it bother me.
It's happening on the shoulder, mate.
Come on now, we're not here to listen to It's Jazzy, which is a great tune. But I let him off because he did play Silver Bullet, which I think is 96.
That's one of his best.
Yes, and to hear that that sort of punishing volume, that was good. Then after that, we had something you picked.
Yeah, keeping it in the era, that was Tango and Fallout Revelations, the Essence of Aura remix. Not sure what year it's originally made or released, because it's sort of laid dormant for a long time. It's only been properly released on vinyl and digital this year, but I think previously only available on a CD from 97, but I think possibly looking at the acetate years on Discogs, possibly made around 93.
This is what we do, listeners.
93, 94. Sounds a lot like a good looking
It does,
Welcome
yeah.
tune from that label. And it did, some of the comments say that apparently did try and, or it was sort of loosely thought that it might get released on Good Looking, never came out.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Tango did pass away.
Relatively recently,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it seems like it was in the last 5 years or so. And then since then, he always wanted to release it. So it's finally got released on the Creative Wax label. And they have a bunch of other stuff coming out. And I think they have a new release this week, which is... The Unit 1, which is, we say, it's Alex Reese and...
Wax Doctor.
There we go.
So after that, the beats continued. It was a double trouble. Two I heard at Ali Pali last week from Fortet. First up was Mala and Magoo with Militant Don.
I bet that sounded good on the big rig.
Oh, I can't stress how good it sounded. Because Ali Pali, the first time I went there, it sounded awful. It was cavernous.
I don't think I've ever been there. Yeah.
And it was really bad. And other people I know have been there go, yeah, it's awful. But now they've spent loads, I guess, improved the PA. Mm. And they've got loads of those fancy curtains up.
Yeah.
It'd be like a technical term for
things that make it sound better.
Yeah. And it was sounding amazing. What was funny though was it'd been kind of straight four to the floor for a good few hours, like enjoyable, around about 1:30 to 1:20, like in between there. And then he mixed it up with Marla and nobody knew how to dance to it. And I was cracking up just seeing loads of people like confused, didn't really know how to work on the beat. So that made me laugh. And then after that, we had Flavor D with Energy featuring Stush. I kind of think he played that in roughly the same place, that kind of set. Then there's kind of some break beats, which sounded good. So kind of mixed it up and had something that wasn't just like pounding.
Yeah. Kicks.
Yeah. But what other things that sounded good on the rigs was Looking at Your Pager, which I still love. I thought like,
don't get tired of that one.
No, not at all. And he finished with 2017,
which is like the deep cut.
That was really good. And if you've not seen it, go have a look on his Instagram page. And the lighting rig was insane. It was kind of one big light straight down the middle that kept going up and down, and it was kind of moving.
I've seen the video. I couldn't really work out what was going on because it looked so mad.
Yeah, so it had that, and then they'd mix it up. Then there were some spotlights going, and then at one point there was like four spotlights
Have you seen the video that he put online of it's the whole night in 2 minutes?
Yes.
Including the music.
Yes.
Didn't realise they'll put the audio on. So I wonder what his soundtrack did with it. It's like just the sped up music.
Yeah, and it started off with him playing his ambient stuff with all the lights up, which I'd hoped to get to, but we didn't.
It's quite good. There's hardly anyone there, is there, at the start? It's quite good.
I thought it'd be good. But it was absolutely packed. It was nice to be able to sort of go there and kind of see him do like his DJing set. Just kind of lots of friendly people. Lots of compliments on my jacket, which I was wearing inside out. So the gold lining was showing. Made me think I need to buy a fully gold jacket. So that's one for the Christmas list.
You're going to go full CeeLo.
Yes. That's it. Where's Steve? Oh, there he is. He's dressed. He's gone full gold.
He's painted his whole head gold.
Right, okay, on that note, let's play the disco mix.
Killer. Wake up to something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz. The finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
Understand, fast rap beats gotta be slow to make it clap clap when it's working on all fours. Not for the strippers, but if you like it, baby, it's yours. Make peace, not wars. Beats and rhymes only went on world tours. People coming together is what it's all for. But if you really want static, then go for your swords. Disrespect usually is ignored, but sometimes you get to the point where you can't take it no more. And you gotta knuckle down and knuckle up. Put the holster on your waist,